Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. Thursday night footy, MG.
Oh, yeah.
It draws closer. We are in the final 2 hours of the countdown. NRL primetime from 7 o'clock with yourself, Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor.
I'm actually nervous. I've got butterflies, and I'm not even playing.
Well, here's another reason to get your butterflies going.
Oh, yeah.
This man can get the flutters going in the belly. Brent Reed from the Australian, part of the Triple M NRL family. G'day, Reedy.
I wish my wife said that.
It's okay. What's cooking in... What have you been reading, Reedy?
Well, I mean, Bronson Cherry's sort of in the news, hasn't he, the last couple of days? And I'm not sure it's advanced far today. I think he's at the moment sort of looking at sort of getting his ducks in a row. He hasn't got his B sample tested yet. That'll come in the next week or two. But, you know, obviously it's a matter of sort of getting things in order for him at the moment. I think he's sort of working out getting a lawyer for himself and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the journey's just started for him. He's got a long, long path ahead, poor old Bronson.
Jack DeBellin, some interesting movement in his case.
Yeah, look, I sat down with Andrew Abdo this week, the acting chief executive, and I asked him, because Andrew actually when Jack was fighting the no-fault standout policy in the federal court, Andrew was one of the NRL's key witnesses. He spent a long time in the witness box defending that policy and the standing down of Jack DeBellin. And I said to him, look, would you be willing to speak to Jack? Because Jack's got his court hearing next month. Andrew said, look, the door's open. If Jack DeBellin wants to come and have a chat with me, I'm happy to talk to him. The offer's there from Andrew Abdo. If Jack DeBellin wants to come and have a chat, Andrew's more than happy to have it with him. And it's a big month for Jack. He's, as I said, he's in court in June, and we'll see what happens then. It'll either get dismissed, from what I understand, or it'll go to a hearing later in the year. If that's the case, you know, Jack won't play again this year if that's the situation. So it's a big month for Jack DeBellin.
Are there any NRL clubs that would seriously explore signing him to a new deal?
Well, there are. There's some clubs hovering around Jack DeBellin right now. There's some clubs that are definitely interested in signing him. Some who've, I think, sounded him out about the potential of that happening if he's able to get off those charges. So, you know, Jack DeBellin's a New South Wales State of Origin player. He hasn't played in almost 2 years now, but you've got to think that's going to tax some time on the end of his career if he's able to keep playing rugby league. So don't worry, there's plenty of clubs sniffing around Jack DeBellin at the moment.
What about the NRL? We know that Peter Volandis has hopes to keep the salary cap at its current level. That needs to be underpinned by this new broadcast deal. Any news on that, Reedy?
Well, I'm sitting waiting by my computer because we expect it to happen very soon. That'll be confirmation of a 5-year extension for Foxtel and a guarantee of 9 staying put until the end of 2022. So that deal with Foxtel, as I understand, it's a very lucrative deal. You're talking, it basically worked out in excess of $1 billion when you factor it all in. So, you know, it's massive for the NRL given what the game and society are going through. But just waiting for the mail to drop, it should come soon, hopefully.
Fantastic. Unbelievable in these times, you know, when everyone's taking a haircut. I suppose the ratings, but for Fox, we're talking Fox and Channel 9, I imagine the ratings in these first couple of rounds, they'll see the value of the game when I reckon we're going to see record numbers for club games. But also, Reedy, Fifita, young Fifita up at the Broncos, he's out of his knee brace, but he still hasn't signed a contract with the Broncos, and the Cowboys are circling.
Well, you know, I expect him to do that deal with the Broncos eventually. But look, it hasn't stopped clubs sniffing around Dave Fifita. There's still offers coming in, big, big offers coming in for Dave Fifita. Clubs who want to sign him on big money deals. And, we all thought maybe the days of the mega deals are over. Well, I don't think that's anything remotely close to the case, I think. You know, but I know Peter Volandis said he wanted to keep the cap where it is. I still expect it potentially to drop a little bit, not a lot. The big dollars are still there, and they're certainly there for Dave Fifita. So, as I said, I expect him to stay at Brisbane and sign the extension there, but it hasn't stopped clubs asking the question. They're still going hard after Dave.
All right, we are counting you down to the Eels v Broncos. Brent Reed, part of the Triple M NRL family and newsbreaker for the Australian. Draw the curtains, mate. Turn the lights off. Get the candles going. Get yourself ready for Thursday night footy.
Good as gold, lads.